Well, welcome to the online reading of the Old Testament scripture. And again, we find it in the Psalms. This is Psalm 89, portion of it, and it's a psalm of Ethan and Ezrite. And I want to just focus on verse 5 before we do the reading. It says, "All heavens will praise your miracles, Lord. Myriad of angels will praise you for your faithfulness." Did you ever notice sometimes in the past when you got little Bibles that people would pass out, it would be the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs? Well, that's why the Psalms are so important for all of us, because it's a personal testament of people who express their faith in God in the way of a psalm or a poem. But today, our Old Testament reading, Psalm 89, verses 20 through 37, New Living Translation says this: "I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. I will steady him and I will make him strong. His enemies will not get the best of him, nor will the wicked overpower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. My faithfulness and unfailing love will be with him, and he will rise to power because of me. I will extend his rule from the Mediterranean Sea in the west to the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in the east. And he will say to me, 'You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.' I will make him my firstborn son, the mightiest king on earth. I will love him and be kind to him forever. My covenant will be with him and will never end. I will preserve an heir for him. His throne will be endless as the days of heaven. But if his sons forsake my law and fail to walk in my ways, if they do not obey my decrees and fail to keep my commands, then I will punish their sin with the rod and their disobedience with beating. But I will never stop loving him, nor let my promise to him fail. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word I said. I have sworn an oath to David, and in my holiness I cannot lie. His destiny will go on forever, and his throne is secure as the sun, as eternal as the moon, my faithful witness in the sky." And then you have some things in the Psalms, and you'll see a little word right there at the end of verse 37, interlude, which simply means to stop and to think about and let the scriptures enter into your hearts and mind before you carry on to the next part. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy word in Psalm 89, portions of. And we give you the glory, O Lord. Pray a blessing upon our people. And pray that you have a good day. Amen.